Well, topping the news for today, let's start with the Tamarack Fire. The Tamarack Fire, as of late last night, 50,129 acres, still just about 4% contained. The fire has jumped 395, burning in an easterly direction. That has now burned some 2,500 acres over on the east side of 395. Now, Caltrans has closed portions of Highways 4, 88, 89, and 395 due to the Tamarack Fire. Highway 4 is closed from Ebbets Pass to Highway 89. 88 is closed from Pickett's Junction to the state line. 89 is closed from Highway 88 at Woodford's to the Alpine-Mono County line. Highway 89 is closed from 395 to the Alpine-Mono County line. Monitor Pass is closed in northern Mono County, and 395 is closed from 108 to the Nevada state line. You can still reach the towns of Colville and Walker. There is no current timeline for the opening of these roadways. For the latest updates, you can always check with Caltrans.
Well, Cal Fire, along with units from Lockwood Fire, rolled to a reported vegetation fire late yesterday afternoon. Reported just after 4 on Wildcat Way off Shake Ridge, the spot fire held to an eighth of an acre by locals on scene. Now, when fire crews arrived, a wet line was established around the fire. Forward progress had been stopped. The cause of yesterday's fire, currently under investigation.
And the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office currently investigating the death earlier this week of a Stockton man. It's believed the man committed suicide on Monday by jumping from the water tower at Highway 12 and Toyon Circle just outside of Valley Springs. The sheriff's office confirmed on Tuesday that the victim was a 19-year-old male, though his name has not been released. The water tower is privately owned and located near a commercial building complex and the Calaveras Unified School District office and bus yard. Authorities say the victim used clothing to cover and scale the barbed wire and the fence that surrounds the tower. The incident was reported just before 7 o'clock on Monday morning. The man's death is a suspected suicide at this time, pending autopsy results.
Well, the Amador County Board of Supervisors poised to approve cleanup of a major homeless encampment. The county owns just over 200 acres known as the Wickelow Way property in Martell and leases a majority of the property for cattle grazing. However, a section of the property located behind Walmart not used for cattle grazing being used by the homeless. In the last month, county officials have observed vehicles, camps, trash, dogs and cats, and approximately 7 to 9 people on site at any given time. The sheriff's office estimates a total of 20 to 25 people camping on the site. Now, vehicle access is gained by rolling over the Walmart driveway curb. One solution before the supervisors to install a manual swing gate similar to what the U.S. Forest Service uses and boulders to prevent further vehicle traffic in the area and reduce the risk of fire. Walmart in support of these efforts. The total estimated cost for the gate and installation estimated at $5,836. Recently, the county cleared and cleaned property near the county library in Jackson, which is much smaller, but still took 9 men approximately 6 hours, with costs totaling $7,435. Well, the board will be asked on Tuesday to approve the funding for the cleanup of the Wickelow Way property, which could easily top $10,000.
And Amador County road crews will begin a road construction project that will slow traffic on Willow Creek Road for about a month. From Highway 16 to about half a mile south on Willow Creek Road, crews will be repairing the road with an asphalt overlay. Now, the road will be intermittently one-way traffic control between 7:30 and 5 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday. Again, starting on Monday and running through the 23rd of August.
And as COVID-19 cases continue to spike across the state and nation, Amador Public Health continues to host pop-up COVID-19 vaccination clinics. An outreach vaccine clinic will be held today at the River Pines Community Center from 11 to 2. Both the Pfizer vaccine and single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be offered. Homebound individuals can schedule a home visit to receive their vaccine. Appointments may be scheduled by calling 223-6407. Now, over 34,500 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered to Amador residents to date. 62.8% of eligible county residents 12 and over have had at least one dose of vaccine. Over 15,600 fully vaccinated. Health officials say becoming fully vaccinated is the best protection for preventing serious illness and hospitalization. No-cost COVID-19 testing still available Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday in the rear parking lot of the Health and Human Service Building from 7 to 3.
And tonight, the Amador Arts TGIF Music in the Park series moves to Pine Grove Park and welcomes Wicked Sisters, the Amador-based all-female folk rock band, from 6 to 8 p.m. Bring your picnic, your chairs, your favorite adult beverages, and your smiles to this free community event. Volunteers are still needed for this summer concert series. Please contact Amador Arts today if you want to be a volunteer. Remember, all attendees assume all risks associated with potential exposure to viruses, including COVID-19. Do not attend if you do not feel well. Please respect personal choices to mask and keep distance. For information on future concerts, visit amadorarts.org. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.